K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Stan?
Yes, it is.
Stan, I was listening to you last hour.
Yeah?
And you had mentioned about the internet shopping.
Yes.
I could not agree with you more.
Who's this?
This is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm great.
Sound like you're all revved up for a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, for once I agreed with something you said. It really is the way to go with the internet shopping.
Why? How, is that what you're doing?
That's, I've done everything this year through the internet because I cannot stand to be stuck in these big barn stores with all of these trailer dwellers.
Well, hold it. What do you mean trailer
these
dwellers?
Coupon-cutting, bitching and moaning people in these stores.
But you see, you're getting the whole point wrong. I'm not degrading people that shop in stores and want to use coupons. I'm just saying
I happen to have found
great deals on the internet.
You know what? There's a little saying that would serve people well as they're doing their holiday shopping.
What?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
What do you mean if you have? Everybody has to go and look at the price.
Over the prices, and if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's right. It's the holidays, and a lot of people, Tom, are on a budget. I take it you're not on a budget then.
Of course I'm not on a budget.
You're not on a budget. So price is of no object to you.
Well, of course it is. I didn't get to be as rich as I am without watching my financial best interest. And whatever I am going and buying Christmas gifts,
yeah.
I am not buying little trinkets and baubles.
What are you
buying?
I am buying
big ticket items.
What, for everybody on your gift list? For everybody, you're buying big ticket items. What do you expect to get some brownie points? Like you know, there's Tom, and he's giving everybody a great gift.
I am generous with people that I care about.
Like who? Yourself, maybe. You and you yourself. You're probably buying yourself gifts.
Well,
you don't
yes,
have anybody
I am.
Else to buy for.
I am buying myself gifts.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Because you have nobody
really
else to give
way.
To.
What they'll be is they'll be gifts from my wife. But I do not allow her access to the funds. So therefore, I will pick out my gifts, have them shipped to my home, and hand her a card to sign for me.
So she's really not buying the gifts you are.
No, she doesn't have any money.
She has no money.
She only has what I give her.
Uh-huh. And that's the way you run your life.
But the internet shopping has been fantastic.
Yeah, but so you...
I managed to get something for my wife that she has been asking for and bugging me for a very, very long time.
Well,
I got a fantastic deal. First of all, you can't even find this item.
Well, at least you have somebody on your gift list. You're getting your wife something. What'd you get?
I have to keep her happy because if she left me...
Yeah.
Then I would be in for just financial disaster.
Uh-huh. What did you get her?
I got her a 7-year-old Chechenian boy.
What?
You know that my wife and I have been thinking about adopting a child for quite some time.
A living, breathing human boy you bought on the internet?
Yes, I did. And it was
That's illegal.
It took off about 15 minutes. And what I did is I went and looked through the photos of what I wanted. What I wanted was a blue-eyed, blonde child, a white child.
Chechenian child.
Well, yeah, it's some sort of Russian thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not entirely sure what
it
is.
And I take it you found what you were looking for.
I found what I was looking for. And then
You're sick.
I did was comparison shop, and I got the child for about $1,000 less than it really should be.
You know, I feel like an idiot asking this because I don't even want to fathom the thought. What do you pay for a child on the internet?
Well,
I mean, you've never been hesitant to tell me how much money you spend. What did you pay for a kid?
This Chechenian kid, by virtue of being white, was more expensive.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, supposed to go for about 15. I got it for $14,000.
$14,000?
With all the guarantees.
What, a kid comes with a guarantee?
Well, it's being shipped,
shipped
next day.
You're talking like it's like some kind of package that you're getting. It's a human being.
Whatever.
Whatever?
But I was able to purchase...
What, is it going
to
be under the tree, Tom?
I was able to purchase it for $1,000 less than it's supposed to be.
Yeah, the child...
Which is exactly what you were saying about internet shopping. It's fantastic.
Yeah, right. Is the child going to be under the tree Christmas morning?
Yes,
is that what you're planning?
Be.
Maybe in a box?
Yes, it will be.
You're going to have like a tin cup of water for it under the tree? You know, in the box.
Why are you being such a smartass?
Because I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Cup of water.
I cannot believe.
That child will be well cared for and will have all the advantages. I mean, you know that I have dogs, and they're very well taken care of.
So you're associating a child that you bought on the internet with your dogs.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
You got a special kennel built for
your
child?
Will you tell me? Yes, I do.
You say you got a kennel.
You know that my wife has wanted a child for quite some time.
Yeah.
We already, when we built our home, had a wing put in for a child complete with nanny quarters.
Right. Unbelievable.
But I know that my wife is going to be just thrilled over this. And I have to go and hire additional staff. It's supposed to be arriving, I guess, tomorrow if it's next day.
Hey, why do you refer to it's supposed? The child is supposed. And
whatever.
This is illegal. You can't do stuff like this.
You most certainly can. I'm saving the child's life. They say it's a war zone over there.
It's against the law to buy a kid over the internet.
And this kid is going to be better off in Chechnya.
I didn't say that.
With its pauper peasant parents. It's going to be better off there than it is in Gateway with someone of means. Someone who can afford the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who can afford the Teletubbies.
I cannot. Unbelievable. Hold on, I got to go to the phones here. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Stan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, why don't you ask this, Clint? What the hell is wrong with him?
Talk to him. He's right on the other line. I cannot believe this guy.
Let me talk to him.
Say, hey, Tom, this guy wants to talk to you.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Billy Badass.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Billy Badass.
Tell you what, I got five beautiful children. What's wrong with you? Aren't you man enough to have a child?
How much did you pay for it?
Are you just scared they'll act and look like you?
No, I'm not, and I'll explain exactly why I'm going the route of adoption. If the child actually had my bloodline, the child would be eligible to inherit my fortune. That's simply not going to happen.
You're nuts.
You're a cheap bastard. You know that?
He's
nuts.
I'm not going to have some child that has some sort of legal demands on me and it becomes a fiduciary responsibility at that point. I will not have that.
Why is everything an object to you? K-Rock, hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hey, ask this eunuch where he lives in Gateway. I happen to be there right now. I'd like to go get
you got a guy right there, Tom, right in your community, ready to go kick your ass.
Well, if you want to continue working in Gateway, you better start treating the residents with respect. And as to where I am, it's what they call the high-rent district, Yahoo.
Let me ask you, tough guy, what makes you think I work in Gateway?
Because you sound like trash.
Sound like trash, really?
If you live in Gateway, I'll tell you what. If you live in Gateway, you live in the apartments.
Where'd you get your money? Where'd you get your money?
You do not have access to the golf course.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet?
You can't afford a golf membership.
I'll tell you what, I'm pulling up the country club right now. How about I meet you in a few minutes?
Hey, well, hold it, though. But you brought up a good question, caller, and I'm going to hang up and let him say, where did you get your money, Tom? If you're so well off, how did you earn your money?
I earned my money in the stock market.
You did, huh?
And anyone with half a brain over the past 10 years, a freaking trained monkey could have taken money and made just a huge amount.
Like you. So you're comparing yourself with a trained monkey.
Anyone could do it. It just confirms the stupidity. Anybody can be rich.
Oh, shut up.
But
K-Rock, hello,
the internet is so great.
Yeah, K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
I agree 1,000% with Tom about this internet shopping.
Yeah, well, you're not buying a kid, are you?
No, I'm not buying a kid. But you know these malls, I think if you don't have two credit cards of $10,000 limits, and at least $2,000 in cash, they shouldn't even let you in there.
Oh, there's someone right up
correct.
Your alley. Yeah, too bad I cut them off because I don't want to hear any more of this crap.
Although, I mean, if you have a limit on your credit card, you probably shouldn't be in there to
begin with.
Right,
because you have no limits on yours. Platinum
That's correct,
all the way.
It's paid in full every month.
Platinum all the way.
That's correct.
K-Rock, hold on. Shut up for a minute, Tom. Shut up. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
I got to tell you something, man. This guy would be better off. This kid would be better off in front of a Russian firing squad than living with this idiot.
Guess what?
What?
Evidently, that's how he's been living, and he opted to come here.
That was a kid.
The kid's 7 years old. The kid opted to leave Russia to come to the United
States.
Well,
I don't know. The kid doesn't speak English. I've never talked to him.
Kid doesn't speak English. I got to tell you something.
Unbelievable.
A firing squad looks like a hell of a deal compared to you there, Tom.
Well, good. I'll hire one and send them over
for you. I've heard about enough.
But the great thing is, when you get on here and you start finding out the real values on the internet and all the people that are trying to screw you, you take the middleman out of the equation. I was able to pick a 14-year-old girl from Thailand.
Yeah.
I was able to pick her up for like $7,500.
Goodbye, Tom.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Christmas week. This is our week leading into the holidays. The Christmas
So we don't really
holiday.
Work this week, right? That's what our old producer said.
Yes. We're on what they call the countdown clock. Now, that's not to say you're not going to get quality entertainment. You might even get some of the best entertainment that we've given you all year.
It might be the more slap-happy variety,
but... But we're looking at it now.
As you know what? As everybody does. I talked to Zito last week because he started his vacation.
Good for him.
And I saw him because so much stuff was going on last week.
And everybody ill.
Yeah, and I said, you're counting it down, aren't you, Zito? I said, he goes, got a lot of work to do, but in my head, I'm counting down the hours.
I saw him right when we finished the show. I went over to pick up Dave at the Walmart.
Jeez.
And it was Zito and a couple of girls and a bunch of bikes. I don't know what they were going to do.
Let me tell you about that. Because I talked to them. There were still bikes.
He was exhausted.
They went from, I think, to like 11 o'clock on Friday night trying to load bikes out. This was a great event. The Toys for Tots with the Beasley bike donation. 860-something bikes, I think, were officially donated that came through, and that people who pledged actually did 860-something bikes. The Toys for Tots people, this is how I in a way, I like it, but it makes for a lot of work. They brought a, you know, box truck, thinking we're going to do this event. We'll load up the box truck with bikes and call it a day.
The bikes kept coming.
You needed at least three Mack trucks to get the bikes, and they were recruiting people with flatbed vehicles. There were still bikes remaining this morning that still needed to be picked up by the Toys for Tots people in the Marines, that they couldn't get all the bikes out. And they finally got all the bikes done today. What a spectacular... And this is the first time we're doing it. I guess they're hoping to make it an annual thing. This was an absolute spectacular that everybody who works for Toys for Tots, Beasley, had no idea the outpouring would be that great. It was phenomenal.
Well done by everybody that got a bike.
Well done by everybody, from the people that organized it here to the Toys for Tots people to every business and individual that donated a bike. Job well done. A lot of kids are getting bikes this Christmas.
Which is just a wonderful, heartwarming thing.
Without a doubt.
How are you doing with Marley's disease? Have you conquered it?
I am not on any more medication. I still in the morning have a little bit of retained phlegm, but it is 96.1% out of me.
Yeah, I went through a... And it affects everyone differently. I went through a very dark period.
Yeah, you did.
Towards the end of last week.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, I was feeling just a bit better, and I'm looking at the news, and all over the place is Pete Davidson. I don't want to be on this earth anymore.
That's horrible. Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm thinking, hey, don't worry.
Ariana went to check on him.
Yeah, and I'm like, did he meet Roger Marley?
Roger Marley, night guy, patient zero, has infected. Think about this.
Now you go down the chain of what he's done.
He starts. I get sick. I'm on the microphone that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I get sick. Then Junior gets sick. Then you get sick. Then Zito gets sick. Now that's not counting the people in the building that got sick from him, too.
Dave gets sick.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not going to say he wasn't, but he didn't have what we had.
Well, he's got a higher metabolism.
Evidently burned it off faster. I go, because I had 101 different doctor's appointments last week, and I go and get my doctors infected with it. Now they're spreading it to their patients who are coming in, and see what happens there. It's almost like one of those Outback blooming onions. It just goes right out.
They tell two friends and so on and so on.
Yep.
And it's all because of Marley.
Yep. He started it. Patient zero. What did he say? I'm not infected. What?
I'm not to take this. I was sick, but don't worry. I took a day off. I'm not contagious.
Yeah.
Did a doctor tell you that? No, I just figured it out.
Then he comes in here, and what he does is he... People broadcast in different ways. Look at Haney. Nobody has a better voice and enunciates better than he does. I'm a little bit of a fast talker. Bob Newhart stutter to me. His style of talking is... And you know the type. He spray talks. A lot of spittle.
What they call in the business a liquid delivery?
Yes! He has a liquid delivery. And so
I remember
it's
talking
on the console, it's on the mic.
I remember talking to a GM once who had to fire somebody for that.
Yeah, liquid delivery.
Yep.
And those are your spreaders.
She was a female GM chain smoker.
Yeah.
And she asked me if I had any advice. Because she goes, I love the guy to death, but I just can't have the mess anymore.
Very quick before we
take
the break.
If he just didn't spit everywhere, he's okay.
You know, Zito's on vacation, and we got a texter. How bad was part-time Ken screwing with your stuff today? Because he was in here.
Oh, jeez. Well, I noticed he skedaddled long before I got here.
I had to make a few adjustments on the board, no big deal, because he's catering it to the way he wants to do it. But I was getting our stuff into the computer today. He gave me a little. He was courteous enough to give me a little time. First of all, he keeps the room at about 85.
Yeah, I was feeling it.
85 and sweaty.
Yep.
But he knew.
It's an incubator like that.
Yes,
with Marley's disease.
The germs.
Did he get it?
I don't think so.
No,
he
should.
I didn't notice. I didn't ask.
No, that's true.
But
what a silly question.
But so I go and I was putting the stuff in the computer for the show. And so he starts to sit down there, but knows he can't touch anything. So he gets out of the chair, and he stood there with his arms folded.
Oh, he touched my ghost.
I don't think he did.
I don't know, but it has been adjusted.
He made sure he didn't touch anything. And then
in front of you.
In front of me. Then I saw that he was starting to go over to Junior's room, and then thought the better of that, too.
Because that's not his stuff.
Well, he was there before writing poetry. So he was good. He was all right.
You know, that's a shame because he seems competent.
He seems very competent, and at first glance, he's a nice guy. Here's a normal guy. You know, he's working in radio, trying to do his thing. Then you find out. Watch
him. I am so glad you warned me because I would have been taken in and thought, hey, this guy's a pro, knows what he's doing.
Hell yeah.
Valuable asset.
Yep, that's what I thought initially until I found out what he was like.
Yeah, and then you explained to me the truth about that.
So glad I told you.
I almost cussed.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
4 hours of whatever is going on in their heads. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. We'll give you a chance to win things that your girlfriend or wife do not want for Christmas from you. They don't want these. This is their list of the worst gifts a guy could give his gal.
And we've probably done them all.
Yep. You know, and I'll tell you right now about that. I was testing the waters out with employees here in the building, and one of the girls that works over at another station was like nailing every single one of them. I don't want this from my guy. Yep, that's on the list. That's...
I remember when I was married decades ago.
Yeah.
And she really appreciated it when I got her a nice quality vacuum cleaner.
Wayback machine later on today as well.
They love that.
They sure do.
That's one of the greatest gifts you can give a woman is a vacuum cleaner.
Mattress Firm. There's a great gift. Mattress Firm is making room for the 2019 models, and with the Beauty Rest year-end closeout, while supplies last, save up to 70% on a Beauty Rest Queen. 70%. Now through Friday, you can save up to $200 when you get a Beauty Rest Queen mattress for what? For just $397.
What?
Yeah. Plus, while supplies last, all Beautyrest beds are on sale with savings of up to $400.
Well, Stan, I'm holding off on a new one till I get quite a deal.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot to open my eyes.
Doesn't get any better. This sale ends on Friday. And remember, with Mattress Firm's 120-night low-price guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price. They'll beat any price with a comparable mattress even ones you buy from them for up to 120
they're,
nights.
They're not messing around.
No, sir. It's Mattress Firm. Grab bag brought to you by our friends at the Pewter Mug North. Seems these days everybody's offended about something. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones. Well, you know, I shouldn't say lucky. Maybe you feel left out. Well, apparently now there's a pill you can take so you too can be offended.
Oh!
Social media.
TV.
Billboards. It seems like every day someone's being offended by something. But suppose you're one of the dwindling number of people who can see a social media post and then go on with your life. Try as you might, things just don't offend you. Until now. Introducing Offend-A-Mall. The new drug that helps promote self-righteous indignation. Just 2 Offend-A-Mall tablets each morning, and you're guaranteed to be upset by something before lunch. Best of all, Offend-A-Mall works on certain receptors in your brain, making you use atrocious spelling and grammar when you blast someone on social media. Which means you'll fit right in on both sides, haters and supporters. It's a win-win. So look for Offend-A-Mall at your pharmacy today. If the 17-year-old tech behind the counter can put down her precious smartphone long enough to take your order. That was just a test. For Offend-A-Mall.
Recently, Tucker Carlson had a guy on who used to be your Antifa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's had him on before.
Yeah. And the guy snapped out of it and starts describing what it's like. And it really is like a cult.
Yeah.
Where everybody's trying to be more offended than the person next to them.
Of course.
It's insane. Yeah. Especially, and you know who I'm talking about. The guy is really good at laying it out.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how people can live like that.
It's when they don't have anything going on in their personal lives. I will not mention a name, but you said that Junior was watching the streaming and was talking about who was watching, and you said, doesn't this guy have anything else to do with his day?
Well, he knows you're talking about him now.
Who?
The guy that was watching
no
that.
No guy. And no names. And it's like that. You got to have a cause. You got to have something you want to be. So you go and join groups like that. You say, how can you live like that? It's either that or, you know, pace the floor. Oh, by the way, guy just texted us. He said, you guys have been sick, have you? He said, I caught strep throat just by listening to you guys.
I don't doubt
the radio.
It. Don't doubt it.
Yep. This kid is a kid right to Haney's heart. Haney, I guarantee you, loves this kid. Loves him.
Who, Lil Trump?
No. Lil Zachary. A woman in Michigan called the school cop on her 14-year-old son, Zachary. Why? Because Zachary doesn't want to get up for school. He doesn't believe it's necessary.
Of course, Zachary.
And sure enough,
he's broken out of the Matrix. Sure. He's broken programming.
See, I told you, he loves Zach. He, for the umpteenth time, missed the bus again. This time, Mom had enough.
Why? Because he's not getting sufficient indoctrination?
Well, I'm going to play this clip.
You want him to end up like Junior?
Haney is going to love this kid. They didn't want to bother getting up for school. He's 14.
I'm pretty lazy, can't lie. I like to sleep in.
I don't have the time in the morning to, you know, have him missing the bus and not waking up on time. I had told him that if, you know, this kept occurring, that I would have to call the school cop. And so that's what I did.
I wasn't very shocked at all. I was just like, oh, okay, Officer Dan. She does a lot of things like this. She's one of those, like, you know, moms that, like, will, like, get on you. I don't think I should just push mom's limits because I've been, that's like the 100th times I've done this year.
I did what I needed to do. I would do it all over again and feel good about it.
Yeah, not Zachary. He don't care.
No.
He don't care one bit.
And out of all his peers, Zachary will be the best. You watch. Because he's wise to what they're trying to do to his head.
Remember in the...
I don't trust school.
Okay. I'll get you Zachary's address.
Do you trust school?
To a degree. Here's about school, about trusting school. And I think I speak for a lot of people. School is important because not the three R's, because I think the way that you're indoctrinated in school these days is incorrect. You got too many people telling you what to think. But school is important because it teaches a young kid from the time you go to kindergarten to the 12th grade social skills, responsibility.
You can gain the same thing by skipping school.
Okay. I will never get through to you, and you will never get through to me on this matter. I believe school is important.
Looks to me, pal, like we're sitting in the same room, and we've been doing the same thing together for decades.
Yeah.
And you went and got a useless degree, went into debt, and told me it's all junk.
I didn't tell you it was all junk. I'm glad I went to school and got my degree.
All right then, Stan. What is it? Is it will to power, will to pleasure?
No. You want to go and go through that? If you can go through that structure and still think for yourself,
any living organism,
and respect.
Now, I don't have that. No.
You don't have respect for other people.
Should I?
You should.
Who?
Me. You don't have respect for me, and I knew that. I knew that going into the game.
Well, I most certainly didn't have any respect for you when we started out. I do now.
Do you? Do you?
You're just too needy. I think you're aces.
Thank you, pal, and I think you're spades.
I think I think you've been ripped off. I think you wasted a good chunk of your life.
I disagree.
Now
that
it would have
some of the fondest memories and some of the fondest experiences I had was during my education.
And then you saw the logical conclusion of that education when you were told to stop a guy from masturbating.
That was your job. One patient.
Was that your job?
For about 6 weeks.
Your job was to stop him masturbating.
Look, any way that you can help a child, you fixated on that because that's a good grounding point for you. I also, and I still remember it, and it broke my heart when a 15-year-old girl who had everything going for her slit her wrists. And I had to go and sit and talk with the girl and make sure she didn't try to do it again. And she told me her life and how her parents were so effed up.
You don't need that.
And that was also an experience that I had. But yeah, I had an 18-year-old black kid that was so mentally retarded. The only relief
you're not
he
allowed
got,
to say that
he was mentally retarded. That's a fact. That he relieved himself by masturbating. And guess what? I drew the low stick. Throw him a basketball.
You see,
occupy his time. Throw him a frisbee. Tell him to put on a funny hat.
My point is, I don't think that's the life for you.
I recognize that it wasn't the life for me.
Come have fun with me.
Yep. I said, what do you want to do? Do I want some kind of affect people's lives or have fun? I said, I have fun.
See? You didn't skip school, but now you've skipped life with me.
But I wouldn't trade my educational years for anything. And I saw professors that were whacked. Am I going to go and drink the Kool-Aid and then suddenly change my belief system because some liberal professor was talking out his ass? Absolutely not. It gave me an insight to see how whacked they are.
But did you see other people drinking the Kool-Aid?
Sure, there are lifelong college students that will go and be a part of that lifestyle till they're old. And that's a shame. But they game the. There's just as many people gaming the system, which is just as bad, as people that are drinking the Kool-Aid. They hand out the Kool-Aid and act like it's good. You gotta be able to be smart enough to think for yourself and take what you can from them, learn from them, than just shunning them now, and telling them
now,
to forget
see,
it.
You make perfect sense, but then I read in the paper that some college in Washington State is putting menstrual products in the men's room.
What man bleeds there? Oh, that's free. I guess if you identify as a man, but you're a woman,
we have to be inclusive.
Can we move on?
No, I don't know.
Remember in...
went down a road I wasn't anticipating.
Remember in Christmas Vacation where the grandma wrapped the cat?
Yes.
Oh, it's for real. A woman in Canada accidentally shipped her one-year-old cat, Baloo, in the mail a couple of weeks ago. She was taping up some boxes, and he climbed into one of the boxes and was sent 745 miles.
Two cats, two dogs, three kids. There was only one cat. By lunchtime, I knew he was gone. It was a horrible feeling. Just one by one, taped each one up, and he got in there. She paused, and she said, "So you didn't ship a cat?" My first question was, like, is he alive? Like, did I kill my cat? He's been treated like royalty.
We were all extremely relieved that Baloo made it okay to Montreal, that he survived the trip.
I'm probably going to pick him up and hug him.
Never going to live it down.
Cats don't like that.
Yeah. And what was he doing when you were moving the box? Just lying there? Wouldn't he be skedaddling in the box?
Sounds to me more like a planned escape.
You might be right. Oh, look at this.
You know, kind of a feline take on the old laundry truck.
Yep. Big gaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's a parrot in England who's ordered over 20 items over Alexa. He's ordered light bulbs, a knife, another bird. He's an African gray.
He ordered another Boyd?
Boyd. He's an African gray named Rocco. And here's his owner, who's tough to understand in her own right, about the bird actually talking to Alexa and ordering stuff.
When he said good night and she answers back sleep tight, or in the mornings he says good morning and she says good morning, how are you? He does say quite a lot, I love you anyway. And then she says, I love you too.
And kiss, kiss.
I think it will be over 20 items on the shopping list now. Not all what he likes. He started off with berries, but we get funny things like light bulbs, a knife. He did order another Rocco, and I'm not sure what I would do if another bird would actually turn up.
That sounded ominous, didn't it?
It did. It did.
You're talking a little too much, lady.
Gonna get you.
These cameras won't always be here.
Scotland. Uber driver texting on his phone. The passenger's about at it, and he's filming them. You're driving. Why are you on your phone? Well, the Scottish driver says he can use his cell phone safely. There are no problems.
He's a professional Uber driver.
He crashes.
Go off your phone.
Go off of your phone.
It's people like you that kill people like me. So you're better than everyone else. You can. So you can use your mobile phone safely, yeah? You can drive safely? Can you drive safely with your mobile phone? You can! Wow! I'm looking forward to seeing your face on YouTube. Because you're better than everyone else, mate. Well done. 3 miles an hour, remember?
Oh! Yeah, too bad.
Now, see, the thing is, the driver was being perfectly truthful. He is capable of driving and using his mobile phone simultaneously. What he is not capable of is arguing with the passenger in the back while using the phone and driving.
Correct. I think we've talked about this before as we wrap up the grab bag. First of all, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And there's a little fun fact about Die Hard. The German terrorists that speak in the movie are not speaking anything of... They're not making any sense. It's all gibberish. German gibberish.
Funny talk?
Yes. None of the actors were German, so they just tried to mimic German talk.
You're sprecking in the nonsense.
That's why if you see this clip, the character of Hans wants them to break... shoot the glass, and he's given him the command, supposedly in German, to shoot the glass.
Shooting the glass?
But in the film, he finally has to say in English, shoot the glass! Because they're not speaking German, it's just gibberish.
Wie viele sind es?
Nur ein Mann.
Alex hat einen nervösen Zeigefinger.
Wo ist er? Marco, er ist an 34. Geh, schnell, 34. Mach schon.
Schießt den Fenster. Shoot the glass.
They were saying nothing.
I wonder what German people think of that when they see the movie.
I don't know. Maybe we should get a German person, someone who speaks fluent German, not like Haney and I who speak broken German.
Who sprechen the Deutsch.
Yep. Uns graben's bagen.
Oh! K-rockens.
Uns bauten bei. Uns Peter Muggen Dorfen.
No, now you're getting into Sweden.
Yes! We'll be back.
Guten, Gleden, Glauben, Globen.
Stan and Haney.
Remember years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, you are. Right on that one. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, telephone number. If you want to talk to us, maybe pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600. Somebody who speaks fluent German texted us about that clip where in Die Hard, the German guys are just, the bad guys are speaking gibberish.
Funny talk is what I like to call it.
He said, guys, he's saying something about 4:30 and glass. I couldn't hear it right, and I speak fluent German. So he was trying to pick up what they were saying. I guess there were some words in German.
Well, I
German.
Heard him say Schnell.
Yeah, I remember that word from Hogan's Heroes. And so... Okay.
So beautiful. What a beautiful language. Here
it's
you go.
It's an aggressive language. If the French language is like music, the English language in England distinguished German and aggressive language. How is Americans' language described when we speak? Is it music to somebody's ears, or
I think it is functional.
Yeah, I think yeah.
I think German is the language of Vuk.
Yep. Yep.
No time for fun
nope.
here.
It's not a fun language.
Nope.
Incidentally,
that means oh Christmas tree.
Thank you. Tannenbaum. Bomb.
Yeah, he's on his way out, isn't he?
Yeah. Before I get into this story, by the way, 277-9600. I have to talk to you snowbirds and dimwits. I have seen in the past...
Snowbirds and dimwits.
Yep, and you'll know what I'm talking about. I have seen in the last 48 hours alone, and I'm telling you, snowbirds getting to Christmas coming up, they're pouring in. On I-75, on Daniels Parkway, on US 41... on Three Oaks Parkway, on Treeline, people in the dead of night driving without their headlights on.
Now, is this on purpose?
I would think not. I would hope not. But, you know, we have in a lot of those areas streetlights, which help you drive because it illuminates the area. But there, I can't tell you, at least 6-7 people in the last 48 hours that I have passed or have been behind on the roads at 9, 10 o'clock at night that don't have their headlights on. They're barreling right down 41, coming the other direction, and I'm like, he doesn't have his headlights on. What the hell is your problem?
This time of year is
no
dicey.
Headlights.
It's very dicey.
I-75, I was caught in a... Damn, I have to... It's like rolling the dice. I go home and I want to get up on 75 to head north. It's a crapshoot whether there's going to be an accident and it's backed up for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know what I'm talking about. And I'm in a lane of traffic with a bonehead that's trying to cut into the lane. He doesn't have his headlights on. There are no headlights. And unless you're stepping on the brake or using your signal, you can't see your taillights either. Idiots. Idiots. Turn your effing lights on. Most cars have the automatic.
Well, Stan, I think it's one of two things. One, senility. Two, drunkenness.
Yep. Or just stupidity. 2779600 from...
Well, I would think anyone that drives a car knows that they have headlamps.
You'd think. You'd think, and it just takes a little turn on the on the driver's wheel, that little handle there, turn it.
Maybe the salesman focused too much on the sound system.
Yep, a beautiful sound system. Where are the lights? I'll tell you this right now. Maybe it's this. This is the case. People that have rental cars. Say you drive a Nissan, but then you go and land at the airport and you got yourself, I don't know, a Chevy or a Ford or a Ford Fiasco or a Kia, and the lights are in a different area. So you jump in your car, you fire it up, you start going, and then you realize, where the hell are the lights? Is it on this side, that
well,
side,
I know
on
you,
the floor?
What? You and I, to this day, you know, when we get in a car... Just below the steering wheel to the left, you go and you want to pull that knob out.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore. They don't have to pull the knob and the lights are on. It's on the steering column and it's like, which direction? And this guy just said it too. Can't forget the four-way flashers too. A lot of people love the four-way flashers and keep driving. No, that's for when you've pulled over. Don't be using your four-way flashers just because you want people to pay attention because you're an erratic driver.
Caution, erratic
yeah,
driver.
Yeah, I got the four flashers going, idiot. Dateline Collier County. This is another example. This is stupidity and a guy that wasn't right in the head. Dateline Collier County. Deputies arrested a Fort Myers man Thursday, accusing him of fleeing police on Interstate 75, resulting in a chase. Okay, we hear that all the time. Until it gets worse. Police initially received reports that a driver, later identified as Jose Lopez, age 42, was traveling north in the southbound lanes. That's the worst. You're going on an interstate driving the wrong way, like planes, trains, and automobiles. An air unit.
You know, that that takes an effort to do that.
It does. Everything. I don't get it.
Everything is set up to keep that from happening. You have to go so far out of your way to do that.
An air unit later located the vehicle traveling on the wrong side of the road, and officers had to respond. According to
how do you respond to that? That's so dangerous.
It's you're asking to be killed. According to the report, police found Lopez driving the vehicle with the hazard lights on, going between 20 and 25 miles per hour in the wrong direction.
On the interstate.
Yeah. Officers attempted to make a traffic stop, but Lopez continued to drive.
Probably waved him by.
Yeah, he would just stick the hand out there with a cigarette butt in it, too, by the way. You could see the cherry. Officers saw the driver, who appeared to be dazed, sweating profusely, and occasionally flailing his arms.
Yeah, we know the type.
Yep. Oh, we do. Eventually, officers were able to get Lopez to pull over and asked for his keys. Lopez did not provide them. Lopez told officers he was doing, quote-unquote, not good. Then Lopez put the car back into drive, and the officer jumped out of the vehicle to avoid being dragged along with it. According to the police report, Lopez drove erratically at speeds between 40 and 50 miles per hour, braking excessively, swerving and slowing down and accelerating. Officers attempted several maneuvers, which at one point caused an officer's SUV to be dragged alongside the vehicle.
Oh, God.
Lopez.
Did they close off the interstate or something?
I don't know. I'm reading this along with you. Lopez nearly struck two vehicles, stopped in the right breakdown lane, but officers maneuvered to keep Lopez from striking them. Lopez attempted to ram an officer's vehicle. Officers attempted to stop Lopez's vehicle by striking it in its rear quarter panels.
That's the old pit maneuver.
Yep. But the driver regained control and once again began driving the wrong way down the interstate. Eventually, Lopez...
So he was somehow convinced that was the way to go.
Yeah. They're trying to stop him, the pit maneuver, anything. He just keeps going.
Dragging vehicles
yep,
with him.
Yep. Going the wrong way down the interstate. Hey, four flashers on. there's more.
I'm sure the judge will take that into consideration. He did have the flashers
yep,
on.
For safety.
Yep.
Eventually, Lopez lost control of his vehicle, swerving into the left grass median, and the vehicle dug into the gravel and rolled over several times, coming to a rest with one wheel on the guardrail. Lopez continued to try to accelerate and flee. Hold on. I got more here.
Not good.
At this point, Lopez crawled out of the vehicle and onto the ground. The suspect continued to ignore police commands, walking backward away from the officers. The officers then did the only thing they could do, tase him. They tased him and attempted to restrain him. Although, after being tased, because that's the only thing, you got to tase him. After being tased, he continued to struggle.
Not good.
EMS arrived to transport him to the hospital. Good move there. Here's what he's got. Lopez is charged with felony counts of fleeing police with disregard to safety of persons or property, aggravated assault on first responders, and misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence, resisting arrest, damaging property while driving under the influence. He's sitting in jail with a $17,500 bond.
I don't know that he belongs in jail, Stan. He needs to go somewhere where he can get the help he needs.
Unbelievable!
Like, for instance, the Lee home for the perpetually effed.
Couple of interesting texts, and I don't disagree with these. Guys, I think daytime running lights are a problem, too. They think their headlights are on. Yeah. There are some vehicles that have the daytime running lights that are pretty damn bright.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't light up the back tail lights. Auto lights are a problem. People think all the headlights come on automatically, but only the lights are too dim. The lights are too dim in the front. Tail lights don't come on automatically either. You have to actually turn the switch. Think about that. A lot of the safety stuff put on there, running lights so people can see in the daytime.
Well, we've been promoting
automatic that. Lights.
We've been promoting that for years. Lights out for safety.
Right. I would put it into this category too.
Lights out for safety.
Turn your lights on when it's dark. Don't be barreling down the damn road at 55 miles an hour and nobody can see you. Your lights are out.
You know, you kind of got to like Jose's determination.
Ooh, Lopez?
Yeah, he assessed the situation, picked a course of action, and stuck with it, whatever it may come.
Yeah, no matter what. Now, Lopez was not that old. He
42. Come what may, he knew that's what he needed to do.
Same thing could be said for a perfectly sober 85-year-old driving, too. Keep going in your direction that you're going. I've said the story many times. My buddy Dave, who I went to school with, his grandmother, who's passed away right now, continued to drive this big Buick Electra.
Big boat of a car.
Big boat of a car. Till she was like in her late 80s, blind, deaf.
It's a good safe car, Stan.
And she, swear to God, this was in Bradenton. She would get that car out of the garage, sometimes safely, sometimes not, and knew that once she got out into the road, if she could just stare at the white line that's on the curb, just stare at that line, it will take her to the Winn-Dixie. And when they closed the Winn-Dixie down, that's when she realized she had to stop driving.
Yeah.
And that's all she would talk about.
Didn't know where the grocery store was.
Hi, Grandma, how are you? They closed down the Winn-Dixie. They closed down the Winn-Dixie. I can't drive anymore. You mean to tell me, old lady, you're 85, 86, 87, taking out that big safe car, and you got to the Winn-Dixie by staring at the white curb line? That's incredible. Oh, they closed down the Winn-Dixie. Thank God for that. Another life saved. When we come back.
Oh, she likes her independence, Stan.
She, that's was all a big part of it. Because her husband couldn't drive either. So I got to say this real quick. These were very old people, different time. This was when I was still in college. So these were World War II and earlier, 1930s people.
What Junior would call historical figures.
Historical figures. The grandma used to drive to the Winn-Dixie just by following the white line. Grandpa couldn't drive because he had polio, but he knew his firearms. And so me and my buddy Dave were visiting his grandparents, and Grandpa said, I'll never forget it. He said, let me show you my firearms. What? So he's in his wheelchair, and he's a trembly old man, bald head, big thick glasses, and he's wheeling his wheelchair down the hallway into his bedroom, and he goes up to the shelf in his closet. He puts the wheelchair right in there, and he's leaning forward to get the stuff out. He's got guns that are, like, rusted. The chrome and the blue steel has rust stains on them.
It's from all the Jap and Kraut blood on them.
Yeah, and he opens up a revolver, and it's got green bullets, you know, with the mildew and all that.
Mm.
And he's cocking it back. And I'm like, I remember saying to him, Grandpa, this gun isn't loaded. And he's got that trembling hand. Yeah. And he goes, damn right it's loaded, and I'll use it, too. I'm like, what the hell? Where am I? Green bullets. The copper had turned green.
Where are you? You were visiting a place we're all headed to.
Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines. With Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, an hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was just outside of the top 10 for this week in a particular year. We'll go through 15 through 11 in the top 40. By the way, Haney's late coming in here because he's outside and Dave the Waterman's talking to him. Dave won't shut up and doesn't realize that there's a radio show going on. I mean, and you give him too much time. I'm telling you, it's time to come in, and he just keeps talking.
That's fine. That's all right.
Idiot. By the way, before we give you a chance to win, I went and saw The Mule.
Oh, you
last
did
last night.
Oh my God! Before
the new Clint Eastwood movie.
And you just reminded me, did you hear Sandra Locke died?
Yes, I did. Yeah, she passed away, his former lover, and in a lot of his films.
For 13 years, she was in like every film he did.
Yep. But saw The Mule.
As good as it seems to be?
I urge everybody to see the movie. And I think you said it, and you might have been reading a quote from somewhere. Yeah, he's pushing 90, but thank God we got another Clint Eastwood movie. His movies that he stars in of late, it probably started with Unforgiven. When you go in, three quarters of this movie is set up. Where he's going about what he's doing, and it's the last third of the movie where the S hits the fan. And all the pieces that he does in directing and producing his films kind of like all come together at the end, at the last third of the movie where it really gets intense. Where you're like, okay, you're going along. When's the movie going to really? But this is his pattern that he has been doing for the last decade and a half. Of leading up to this accumulation of events, and it was very good. And the cameos and the co-stars that just wanted to work with him in this movie, great.
And you know what's crazy? 3 decades ago, is Clint Eastwood too old to make movies?
I know. He plays, for him... age-appropriate roles. He's an old, crotchety. I'll show you one scene that does not spoil the movie at all. Does not, but how his character is and how he plays his age. He's driving down one of the highways to go and make a drop, and he sees on the side of the road a husband and wife broken down with a flat tire. And it's an African-American couple. And he pulls over to the side of the road, and he's talking to the wife, and the husband's on the cell phone trying to call AAA or something to go and fix his flat tire. And he goes, are you telling me you don't know how to change a tire? You know, this is one of the things you're supposed to go. He has to show him where the tire is and all that. And so he's getting the tire, and he says in the line, and it was played so beautifully and not bad in any way, shape, or form. He goes, I'm always always glad to help a nice Negro couple like you. And the black guys are, what? And he goes, what? What? Well, we don't use the term Negro. We're you can call us black. Oh, well, all right. Here, the tire's down here. Let me help you change the tire. And you're just looking of an old guy that time has left him.
Uh-huh.
He lives in another generation. He likes to go to the VFW. He's been going since 59. And he's great.
Love it.
He's great. And there are so many...
I know Junior's hearing that. A Negro couple. Well, that was supposed to... That was the polite preferred term for a period of time.
And that was the generation that he was in. And also, small role, but an important one, the great Andy Garcia is in the film. He's phenomenal. And just the people that pop up in the movie that you know, they just wanted to work with Clint Eastwood.
And who can blame him?
And it was go see it, The Mule. And it is pure Clint Eastwood.
But a slow start, you said.
Slow start. I mean, it's a building thing.
Before Warren, it's good, but you got to be patient.
You have to be able to sit in a movie, and it's not like Marvel Comics and the superhero stuff with all the special effects. This is a story being told.
But there is a payoff.
There's a payoff. There's a payoff, and there are some very touching scenes in that movie as well. I wiped away a tear.
He doesn't make bad movies.
He doesn't. And it very
even
good.
When his co-star was an orangutan, he still made good movies.
Yeah. He
Never let us down.
I don't want to spoil this. And again, it's not spoiling. It's just his character.
Go ahead.
He does things his way. He's old. He's slow.
Sure.
He does it his way. But, like, he's making a run, and he's not going to make the complete run. He's too old. He's got to stop at a hotel. And he's come into money now. So what does he do with his money? Well, he's got his hotel room at the no-tell motel, and he's got hookers coming in. He's having fun with young ladies. And the people that are, the cartel are watching him do this, and they're like, what the? And not just one girl. He has two of them come in.
Nice.
For the night. It's great. It's very good. I urge everybody to watch it. The Mule. All right. I got a top 10 list. You name something on the list, I'm going to give you a prize. We have limited prizes since we're coming up to Christmas, but we have barbecue saw.
Did you almost say Thanksgiving?
I did. We have barbecue saw. We have a year's subscription to Marvel Comics online. You know how you can read your comics and everything online? This is a year's subscription to it. We also have tickets to the WWE coming to Germain or Hertz, whenever they paint the building, in January. And we have the Southwest Florida UFO Paranormal Conference, which you can go to. We got tickets for that. Survey was done. They talked to women. Ladies, what are the worst gifts your husband or boyfriend can give you? Christmas time is coming. They're looking for the special gift from their boyfriend or husband. These are the worst gifts, according to women, that your husband or boyfriend can give you. I got the top 10 on the board. Name one of them. Get a prize. Or you can just play along. 277-9600. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. Yeah. The worst. This is a women were surveyed. Now, all women are crazy and all women look at things differently. I gave this list to a female co-worker in the building, and she was able to rattle off a bunch of them. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Survey was done. These are the worst gifts a husband or boyfriend can give to their gal. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, ahoy, this is Charles.
Charles, what do you think's on this list? Worst gift that a man can give to his gal?
I would think she might get a little steamed if you give her something to clean with.
To clean with. Are you saying stuff like a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
No, not on the list. Not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, what do you think's on this list? The ladies were asked, worst gift your man can give you. I got the 10 here.
Let's see. The worst thing he can give her is,
Come on, I need an answer. I got 10 of them here. Okay, too long. Oh, look at this.
Hello, this is James.
James, turn your radio down. Step a little bit back from the phone and speak normally. James, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What do you think's on the list?
I think kitchen appliances.
Yep. Number 8 on the board. Kitchenware.
That's just being ungrateful.
Yep, it is. Your blenders, your microwave ovens, all of your kitchenware stuff. Absolutely. Would you like a prize?
I would. The wrestling, please.
Done. You're going to the wrestling. Hold on. You know, he came through. It was a shaky start, but he came through. Yeah. Kitchen. Just think of anything. Appliances for the kitchen. You know what? And you're right. Ungrateful. You get your lady a new gas range, a new radar oven.
Yep. Mixer with bowl.
Yep. That, you know, one of those KitchenAid ones that cost about $800. Yep.
Food processors.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want that for Christmas? On the list.
That just shows you're thinking of him.
Yep, it sure does. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Nick.
Nick, go ahead. What's on there, buddy?
An iron.
No, iron is not on the list. I'm going to also let you know, iron, vacuum cleaner, broom and dustpan, those not on the list. I mean, there's none of that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a vacuum cleaner is obviously a big winner of a gift.
Yeah. Do you remember back when we were kids and, you know, the Kirby salesman mm-hmm. would come in? Top of the Kirby, still, I think, to this day, top of the line vacuum. Yeah.
Well, that's an investment.
That's what they would tell you. It's an investment. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Dawn.
All right, Dawn, you should be. This comes right from a woman. What's a worst gift that your husband or boyfriend can give you?
A gym membership.
Good. Not there. Not there.
Sounded perhaps like the voice of experience.
Yeah. And she probably would have felt better, not the gym membership, but maybe Pilates. Mm-hmm. You know, yoga. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, my name's John.
John, what do you think's on here? We got kitchenware, and that's all that anybody's guessed so far of the worst gift that a guy can give his gal.
How about a washer and dryer?
No, man. I'll tell you right now, my girlfriend would take a nice new front-loading washer and dryer in a second. You see the prices on those things?
Oh, yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah, and it makes it a whole lot easier than what I got is the sink and the washboard.
You getting her new clothespins?
Yep. But somebody better get these are so obvious. Some of them, I'll be honest with you, some of the things on this list, I know certain women would not complain about it. But it's the lack of thought that goes into some of these, I think. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Steve from Naples.
Steve, go ahead, name something on here.
I'm gonna guess one of those like bathtub like basket sets, all like
I'm gonna give it to you. Number two on the board. Bath beads, bath salts, anything that you could get at Bath and Body Works. They don't give them that. They'll get the smell and the stuff that they want. It's not your job to go out and buy them the bath beads. You're right. What would you like?
Johnny pewter mug.
We're all out of the pewter mug until all Jan right. 1.
Sorry. I'll take the barbecue sauce.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. One more, and then I'll go over the list. We've got the bath and bath salt, bath beads, stuff for the bathtub. And we got kitchenware. Don't give those gifts. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's TP.
TP, toilet paper. What do you think's on here?
How about a gift card?
You are, yes. Yep, number 7. On the list. They want to pick out their stuff, but they get offended when you give them a gift card to go pick out their stuff.
Right.
Gift card is on there. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
WWE.
Done. Hold on. All right, I'm going to go over the list. Some of these I agree with, but then again, I'm not the woman receiving these gifts. Survey was asked of women, name the worst gifts their husband or boyfriend could buy them. I will add, and I don't know how it made the list. Didn't make the top 10. It came in at number 11. Windshield wipers. Didn't make the top 10, though.
Aw.
Coming in at number 10, worst gifts, a sewing kit. Anything to do with sewing or mending clothes, sewing machines, sewing kits. I don't get this. Number 9, cash. That's not. There's no thought that goes into that. You just gave me cash. Any woman I have ever known, you hand them cash, they're happy.
Yeah, and you're talking about a very wide range.
Yeah, cash. That's the universal language.
Yep. Just leave it on the dresser and be on your way.
Yep. Like Clint Eastwood in The Mule. Number 8, kitchenware. Number 7, gift cards. Number 6, toiletries. Your powder puff stuff, your hair products.
There's no pleasing them, Stan.
No. Number 5, body spray. I don't know what they mean by body spray. I mean, us guys, we have Axe.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, and here's the truth, unless you know your gal really well, do not buy her perfume. You'll never pick the right one. Even if it's the right scent, it'll be the wrong size. One's the spray, the other one's the mist or the pour out of the bottle. You'll always get it wrong. Don't buy perfume. Number 3, chocolate. Do not buy him chocolate. Lack of thought goes into that, and it'll make him fat. We told you, all the bath and body stuff, the beads and all that, and the bubble bath, and don't buy that stuff. That was like number 2 on the list. The number 1 thing you should never buy your gal, according to them, socks.
Why?
I don't know. Whether they're nylon stockings, whether they're pull-up socks, whether they're the hidden sock. I don't know. Socks. That's the first thing women said. They don't want their guy to... Don't buy me socks. And I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense
to
me. I thought they liked socks.
If they pick them out themselves, I guess, with the gift card I got them. Or how about when I peeled off cash? But they don't like that either. Right. We're going to take a break. When we come back...
What do they like?
You're damned if you do... Oh, I'm going to buy you something. No. Well, then here's cash. No. Well, all right. What's your favorite? I'll get you a gift card to your favorite... No.
You know what makes them happy?
What?
To hold on to the idea that you're a thoughtless bastard.
Yes!
That makes them happy.
First look at traffic news headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails... All coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Later on this hour, the Wayback Machine will tell you where we're going. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I'm almost afraid to read it, but we will. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We got news headlines coming up. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
This is this time
and
of year, man.
Wayback Machine in about 30 minutes.
This time of year has got... people on the extremes. There are some people that are really happy.
Yeah.
They got everything all ready, done, and taken care of, and other people are just wrecks.
Yeah. Dave was here prepping for a show, and Junior was talking to him in the room, and then he walked out and discussed. What were you talking to him about in there?
You made that comment, and he kind of guessed.
What?
When he started.
Oh, that I had an email coming up that I was afraid to read?
So Dave stormed out.
Oh,
about an email we haven't even heard.
Yeah, that he doesn't even know what's in the email.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe he, because he's here bright and early, maybe he's doing show prep.
Not today, bro.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. This guy has just had it with him.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we have. Let's start in Fort Myers, wouldn't you know it. Hit and run. West Riverside Drive, it's in the 5900 block in Fort Myers. Hit and run, Fort Myers. 7100 block of Cypress Lake Drive. In Estero, crash. Miramar Outlet Boulevard and Corkscrew Road. Lehigh Acres, disabled vehicle, Leonard Boulevard South and Gunnery Road South. and also a crash in Lehigh Acres. Lee Boulevard at the CVS in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Earlier, we were talking about your years in college and how much you enjoyed them.
Yep.
During that time, did you ever get involved with the fraternity life at all?
Yeah, they were starting for me. I'm assuming it's already a full-fledged fraternity, but there was a communications society. They were still looking to become a fraternity, and they were a society at the time, and I was asked to join, and I told them, no, I didn't want to be a part of that. Hmm. I don't want the fraternity lifestyle. Didn't want it.
Yeah, I know.
Again, thinking for myself that that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I don't know anything about fraternities, and evidently neither did 45-year-old Tory Gates.
45?
Yes. He decided it would be a good idea, since he was going back to school, to join a fraternity. It ended in tears and police lights.
Of course.
We'll tell you about a young man with a lot of potential. 14-year-old Zachary from Michigan.
You love this, Zach.
Yep.
You love this kid, Zach.
Yep. He doesn't like going to school, and I agree with him. His mom called the cops on him for it.
Because he wouldn't get up. He's missing the bus. He's not getting out of bed.
Update. Remember that guy who successfully seduced that woman by pouring maple syrup all over himself?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, just got arrested again. We'll tell you why. And finally, a 28-year-old man would like us to know his bad driving record is not caused by him chugging fireballs.
Jeez.
It's simple.
What?
Poor quality roads.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We do need laughter each and every day. That's why Coastal Cooling and Daikin now bring us the 4 o'clock fluffer.
Mark, laugh it up.
Yeah, Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Oh, you had to find that one, didn't you? We were looking all over your board for that one.
You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
North Pole fun facts.
Ah, I love this. North Pole fun facts.
The most popular sexual position among residents of the North Pole?
Yeah.
Reindeer style.
I thought it was trying to mount me.
According to legend, it's the place Santa calls home. Although these days he tends to spend more time at his condo in Boca.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
According to the global warming people, by next year, it will be the South Pole.
Yep.
And that's very important.
Oh, hey!
Shut up, Maxine.
I'm a strong black woman.
Oh, don't even.
God,
and she's got power coming in January. She gets power.
She's literally.
She's going to be in charge of
money,
financial matters.
Yeah, that's insane.
Does not meet the smell test.
Well, we agree on that. You go back and look at her record. She's the last one you want to have her fingers in your pocket.
Yep.
The ice is shrinking faster than the Dolphins' chances of making the playoffs.
Done, son.
Yeah.
You know you're getting close when you pass the Santa's Workshop outlet on the freeway.
I got to tell you this real quick. And he's in the middle of this. Next week are our best of shows.
Yes.
And I'm watching my friend over here, Mark Haney. He's got his Trump hat on. And during the best of shows, read an email from a gentleman who wanted to take a look at our show because he loved our show. And he went on and talked about you and me and Tommy and Kool-Aid, and also put in there, at this point in time, Dave had left. And thank God Dave had left.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I had one criticism of your show, and you'll be able to hear this next week. He says, if I have one criticism of your show, it's your liberal politics. Haney is such a liberal. And then you said it as best as anybody could possibly say it. And you've been saying it for 15 years. If you're going to call me liberal, call me liberal. I don't care what you call me. My job is to make sure Hillary Clinton never becomes president of the United States.
That has really been, that's been our true north.
Yes.
For many years.
Yep.
If you stand on it and move in any direction at all,
yeah,
you'll be moving south, like Adam Sandler's movie career. And finally, the very top North Pole fun fact.
Yes.
It contains 30% of the world's natural gas, 15% of its oil.
Yeah.
And 100% of elves that secretly want to be dentists.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Ready. Email time. And I'm so hesitant in reading this email today. Because it's not today, brah. Not today.
That doesn't mean you won't read it,
though. Oh, no, I'm reading it.
Okay. Did you see that woman on the subway?
What woman on the subway? Where? What subway?
In New York.
Really?
40-year-old blonde woman that was calling a Chinese woman a chink and hitting at her.
Really?
And kept yelling, F off, F off. And then this guy did a citizen's arrest on her.
A Mr. Jeffrey.
Yes. Look at that.
I did hear that story. I didn't read it.
Because I'm thinking there has to be something that set that off,
yep.
And you never see it in the video.
No,
because it just picks up in the middle of it.
It's usually how it happens.
But man, I'm looking at that, and I know that you've done it many times, but I'm looking at all of these people packed into that subway car and thinking, I couldn't do that.
Yep.
Is it too many people?
A Mr. Jive.
Yeah.
Again, this, and let me preface this by saying.
What does breakfast have to do with
preface,
it?
Preface. This is not me. I'm just reading the email. Let us begin. This is from Troy. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Listening to Stan and Zito on Friday afternoon, I was at work, of course, and I was also listening to Dave. So, as I understand, Dave had been locked in this nice travel trailer since 8 o'clock Tuesday evening and hasn't taken a shower or bathed since that Tuesday. And this trailer has hot and cold water, bathtub shower, and other accommodations. What timeline is Dave in? Dave's responsibility was to represent your show, the company, and sponsors, and help generate bike donations for your cause. So if Dave looked and smelled presentable and didn't blow out the bathroom, he could have showed off the travel trailer by opening the door while people and guests were peeking in and taking a look at his nice accommodations, thereby patronizing your sponsors in an even better light. Considering Dave's hygiene, instead, it would have triggered gag reflexes and sent kids shrieking. Dave knew he would be there for days, and so did he pack any clothes and toiletries, including towels? What am I missing here? Friday afternoon, Zito and Stan virtually made him take a shower. My co-workers and I looked at each other, listening in disbelief. Other employees listening to the show couldn't tell if this was a prank or real. Dave doesn't act like a slow 11-year-old. At 10 years old, I could take care of myself and others without being told to do so. Dave is in the mental realm of closer to a 5-year-old, and I'm not kidding. I am 100% with Stan, and I am giving you a pass, Stan, to criticize Dave at your discretion. You should have thrown Dave some borax and a metal brush and told him to go for it. Sincerely, Troy. Thank you, Troy.
Very thoughtful. A lot of effort went into that.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let me peruse this before we dive into it. Flynn, Comey, Taliban, Trump, California. Oh, we're hitting a lot of stuff today.
So, wide-ranging.
Afghanistan. Okay, here we go. Headline for The Guardian's letter, mad as hell. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, you know what I really hate? Being angry on a Monday morning. But when you hear the crap that is going on, it just can't be helped. So here's what's making me so angry. First, the major, who could do prison time for murder in Afghanistan. Yeah.
Insanity.
Yep. So what did he do? He killed a known bomb maker that was responsible for the deaths of at least 2 of his men. So he hunted him down and killed them.
And then 2 days later was awarded a Silver Star for bravery in action.
Yep. How in a war can anyone be charged with murder? Isn't that the point? Kill the enemy? Well, there's rules of engagement according to... If you're going to use that logic, then the man that shot bin Laden, the guys who take out leaders of the Taliban with drones or any bombing targets, well, they should be charged. To me, anyone who kills the enemy is a hero, and Trump needs to step in and stop this crap.
He said he's looking at it.
Yep. Just plain ridiculous. And today, the liar Comey testifies again. He's a liar, a leaker, and nothing more than a criminal.
Did you see his interview where he admits he got away with one?
Yeah.
With what he did with Flynn?
He just came out now.
No, he was doing an interview and said...
Yeah, I know that, but well, he was just on TV.
If this was a real president, I wouldn't have ever even tried.
And with the information that's coming out, how Flynn was trapped is just stupid. And just to tell folks, no, the Mueller investigation has now cost we, the American people, $27.3 million. What a waste. And finally, California now wants to tax text messages going back to 2013. Again, just stupid. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Wayback Machine, when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Don't worry about it. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 25 minutes. We got the Wayback Machine coming up here in just seconds. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. Gladiolus Drive and McGregor Boulevard right by the Walgreens. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, State Road 82 and Jaguar Boulevard. And you are up to date. We do it every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today we're going to go songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
This week in 1976.
Remember, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it.
Oh, so long ago.
Now let's live it up again.
With us.
With Stan and Haney. Number 15.
Burton Cummings.
Oh, yes.
This is great.
When you need a little pick me up.
Never been this blue. I never knew the meaning of a heartache. But then again, I never lost a love before. Maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Never lasted so long, no.
That's the Stan and Haney
we
difference.
So much up through so many. I just can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night,
yeah,
when there's nothing here except my piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
There we go.
Stand tall, don't you fall. For God's sake, don't go and do something foolish. All you're feeling right now is silly human pride.
Oh, that's the Stan and Haney difference.
Don't you fall. Don't do something you might regret later.
Yeah.
So long, no. through so much, all through so many. I just can't believe I could throw it all away.
Guest on this show.
Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my old piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Stand tall. Oh, look at what we got now. Gonna be picking up the old hotline.
Means something different to us in radio.
Yeah.
Hotline, hotline. Calling on the hotline. For your love, for your love. Hotline, hotline. Calling on the hotline. On the hotline.
I'm calling on the hotline. Hello. For your love. Baby, cause I'm burning up like a house on fire. My desire is climbing higher. Baby, woo! Girl, the way you move your lips, I can tell you got fire in your kiss. The way you flash your eyes looks like lightning, lightning up the sky.
Yeah.
Stop all the calls in the world
till I catch you, girl. Catch you at home.
This is a
hotline, hotline. Calling on the hotline, on the hotline.
Baby, where are you? Here am I. Should I get in touch with the FBI? I know my call won't be accepted. There's no chance of being disconnected on the hotline, hotline.
Calling on the hotline for your love.
I know what you're talking about. Sex.
Yeah. That's the Silvers and Hotline.
The poor man's Jackson 5.
Yeah, it is. Here's somebody else we had on the show. Alice Cooper. I never cry.
Well, that nerve has died.
Yeah.
Can't feel it.
If there's a tear on my face,
it's only there to fool the public.
It makes me shiver to the bone. It shakes me, babe. Just a heartache that got caught in my eye. And you know, I'll never cry. I'll never cry.
Sometimes I drink more than I need. Until the TV's dead and gone. I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. And the night may pass me by, but I'll never cry.
I'll play that harp, Stan.
Take away my eyes. Sometimes I'd rather be blind. Break a heart of stone. Open it up, but don't you leave it alone. 'Cause that's all I got to give.
'76.
Love these guys.
Yes.
That's the song.
By Brick. Yeah.
These guys got the funk. We'll be right back.
we save the best for last, kids. We save the best for last. Coming in at number 11 this week.
Oh, yes. The Master.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hello, darling. A beautiful night in Las Vegas, Nev, everybody. What a fantastic audience.
Thank you very much.
So I sing you to sleep
after the loving
with a song I just wrote yesterday.
Oh, yeah, what a ladies'
and I
man.
Hope you can
oh, they loved him.
What the words and the music have to say.
Oh, the room keys and
panties. All watered
it's
up.
So hard.
Soaking wet.
Explain everything that I'm feeling face to face. I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. Thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. And thanks for turning me into someone.
They still love him.
So I sing to sleep
after the loving.
I brush back the hair from your it's so real that it makes me wanna cry.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
And I know that my song isn't saying anything new. Oh, but I to love still in love.
Yeah,
I brush back the hair from your eyes. And the love on your face is so real that it makes me
wanna cry.
There we go. yeah. Number one song in the land this
Ladies
week.
Ladies and gentlemen, tremendous performance by Engelbert Humperdinck.
1976, Tonight's the Night, Rod Stewart. Mark Haney in the News is next. We gotta. He can still sing. He's as old as the hills. He can still sing.
So I sing you to sleep after the loving as I brush the hair off of your face.
We'll be back standing.
96 K-Rock. Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. Of course, 6 o'clock tonight. Patient Zero in the Waterman. Going to be taking things over. And, you know, every once in a while, My buddy Haney and I like to salute a person, a place, a thing, and, well, we're going to do that for you right now.
This show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Rioting Frenchman.
Mr. Rioting Frenchman.
Apparently, the only time you'll put up any kind of a fight is with each other on the 6 o'clock news.
We're surrender monkeys now.
When you've finished pounding little Pierre in the street, why not go back in time and lend a hand with the Nazis?
Everybody run for your lives.
It's a good thing your weapons have been lying on the ground for 60 years. Otherwise, someone might get injured.
Dropped once and never fired.
So go ahead, Jacques. Keep slapping the stinky cheese out of your fellow countrymen. Get angry. Rip up those white flags of surrender and put the pieces to some real use. As washcloths.
Mr. Rioting Frenchman.
It's for you guys.
Yeah.
For you, Frenchie.
You know, the world is catching on to what the so-called elites are doing. The UN is trying to pass this new migrant agreement, and all of a sudden, because they've gotten away with so much in the past because nobody pays attention to it, people actually start to read the stuff they're putting out. They're going, we're not signing this.
No, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Let's
ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Just one thing of note. It's in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Sunshine Boulevard North and West 12th Street. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with
Jerry Reiser
and Barbara Walters, who's in California.
On the phone.
Also Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith.
I'm not in the studio.
You'll only find me on the internet when you're Googling other newscasters.
I'm Jerry King.
Right there.
I'm Barbara Walters.
You Google Gary King, it'll have his comments about Cronkite.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He's respected, too. Jerry King.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, December 17th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. 1 week from today.
Yeah.
It'll be Christmas Eve.
That's right. Christmas Eve.
Time now for things you didn't know. Some of us remember Crystal Pepsi. Yep.
Oh, I just had one not too long ago. They brought them back and nobody's buying them, and there was one sitting at the grocery store all by its lonesome, and I took it.
It's kind of an odd thing. Tasty. because it's clear,
yeah,
but it has a sort of cola taste.
Yep.
Not the first time it's been done. Coca-Cola made a clear cola.
Really?
During World War II, Coca-Cola made a special clear version of Coke specifically for the Soviet Union.
They were our allies during World War II.
Called White Coke. This was all done because one of the top Soviet generals loved Coca-Cola so much, but didn't want it to look like the American version and wanted it to resemble vodka.
Of course, their national drink.
You're not drinking that, capitalist. No, no, no. It's vodka.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of a place called Inaccessible Island?
What is that, where they have the nudes out there and all hell breaks loose?
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
I think that's called sexisland.com.
Remember we had the guy on
about
that they would go and you could win it and you get to go out with, like, on this island?
Yeah, they take you out and they got yachts and like 100 whores and all the booze and drugs you want.
Yep.
And we were talking hard drugs.
Because it's not in anybody's area. It's all out in international water. And they would get a bunch of these porn stars out there, booze, drugs, and you.
Yep. And literally, two girls for every guy.
Yep.
And then, like, if you win the golf tournament, you get 100 girls at once.
Yeah.
Which to me would just be a little messy.
Yep. Confusing.
Yep. How does this work?
Yeah.
But they'd probably say, "Oh, don't worry, baby."
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Sex Island. We're talking about Inaccessible Island. In this case, there is a reason for the name, and that is its official name. Inaccessible Island is in the middle of the Atlantic, and because of weather patterns, it is only possible to get to the island 1 week out of the year.
So are there people that live out there with roads and all that stuff?
I wouldn't think so, because, unless they could be completely self-sufficient, they'd only get a delivery once a year.
Yeah. Fresh water?
Doesn't look like it.
No. What are all those lines on the island? Are those roads or what is that?
Crop circles.
Ah.
I don't know. Where is it, Junior?
Yeah, where is that? And I want to know if anybody lives on the island and gets visited once a year. Great place to put prisoners. Oh, there it is on the map, Haney.
so it's like there's South Africa.
I mean, it's seriously in the middle of nowhere. It's right smack dab in the center of, what is that, the Pacific, Atlantic?
It's like halfway between South Africa and Paraguay.
Yeah.
And look at the way the clouds are on it. You can see that. It's like they're all drawn to it.
It seems it always has like a front going right over it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's hot or cold there.
It looks like it could be like on your equator. I'd like to know what the average seasonal temperature is on there.
Yeah. That might be a nice place to go. Yes.
Drop Haney off. See you next year.
A lot of forbidding cliffs.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at pictures of the cliffs on the island and stuff?
Yeah. It was
some trees? Or is it just a lot of rock?
Looks like a lot of rock. Discovered January 1656. Let's see. Two German brothers lived there for 2 years in 1871.
Good living.
However, due to scarcity of food, they were overjoyed to be rescued in 1873. Yeah.
Plus, no girls.
That's true.
Yeah, that incestuous.
Well, you know what, though?
What?
That's a double-edged sword. Your first reaction is no girls. Oh. And then your second reaction is, okay.
All right, yeah.
Very quiet. Very peaceful. Flora and fauna. They have had settlers out there. Goats and pigs were brought to the island.
Well, once you put pigs out on the anywhere, they'll overtake the place.
Some domestic animals remained for at least 57 years, but have now died out. Cattle, sheep, and dogs were introduced to the island, but none of them took.
Yeah.
No land mammals, reptiles, amphibians, butterflies, or snails have been found on the island.
That ain't good.
There are 64 native plant species.
All right.
some flowers. A lot of seals. Sub-Antarctic fur seals and southern elephant seals have been seen at the island in increasing numbers. And I guess if you like watching whales, a lot of whales in the area.
Well, I know it's safe. Nobody around.
And they do have boids.
Boids? They got boids? What kind of boids?
Well, they got the inaccessible rail, the world's smallest living flightless bird.
Them see them running around all the island. You just get out of my way. You step on them like a bug because he can't fly.
Yeah, they got a bunch of boids. There's several different boids.
They got a robin.
It is kind of pretty though. It's very rocky, but it's covered in like a green moss.
Yeah, toxic moss.
Probably.
Yeah. Then you'll have to be like Tom Hanks and take your tooth out with a knife.
Well, as long as you got a volleyball with you.
Yeah.
That's the message I got.
Yeah.
If Facebook is still around and popular in the year 2130, there will be more dead people with profiles than the living.
Okay. I believe it.
And if Facebook keeps on losing popularity at its present rate, it could have more dead users than living ones in around 50 years.
All right. Because there are a lot of dead users on there.
Yes, there are.
Go
several on my page.
I'll go around and look at this person died 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still got an active Facebook profile.
And that's really weird when you see them like something.
Yep. What are they up to?
Forty-five-year-old Tory Gates from Brooklyn decided, you know what? It's never too late to start over.
Right.
It kind of is if you're 45.
Yep.
He decided to go back to college, Stan.
Oh, what a stoop.
And not only did he decide to go back to college, he wanted the full collegiate experience and pledged Omega Sci-Fi.
Omega Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his buddy Flounder.
Mm-hmm. It didn't go as Tory expected it to go. Earlier this month, and again, remember, we're talking about a 45-year-old man. He claims the fraternity blindfolded him and paddled him 200
hazing.
Times.
Hazing.
He says he had so many bruises that he went to the hospital and called the police on the fraternity.
Oh, you know these 19, 20-year-olds are teeing off on him.
Yep. The police rolled their eyes and said they're investigating.
Look at this. He used an ice skate to extract his tooth, stand, not a knife. Can people please stop judging? Okay? We all know, we all pictured when I said knife what it was in the movie. Yeah, it was an ice skate.
You're not going to go into that speech, are you?
Which one?
I forget how it goes. It's the one where you go, if you cut me, do I not bleed?
Yeah. I bleed red, just like everybody else, okay?
All right. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, we met 52-year-old Robert Somley of Monroe, Connecticut, earlier this month, when he successfully seduced a female coworker during a job by getting nude and covering himself in maple syrup. She walked on him, walked in on him, saw he was turgid, covered in maple syrup,
I remember,
and wanted to join in on the fun. she felt the need to bring jelly into the equation as well. But then she caught him recording the act on his phone. He was arrested for voyeurism, and now he's in trouble again. He was arrested last week for allegedly trying to intimidate the syrup-covered woman because he was hit with a charge of witness tampering. He was also charged with violating a protective order that banned him from even contacting her ever again.
He's just a shutterbug.
And on a related note, happy National Maple Syrup Day.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, last week, 28-year-old Michael Foster was driving in Muncie, Indiana, when he slammed his Jeep into a house.
Jeez.
Five people wound up in the hospital, including Michael, his two passengers, and two unfortunate residents in the house. So, what caused this horrific crash?
What?
Well, the police are investigating two competing arguments. According to Michael's passengers, the crash was caused by the fact that Michael was driving drunk because they know that he'd been chugging Fireball right before plowing into the house.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. He sure was.
Not so fast.
Oh, really?
That's only one theory. According to Michael, yes, he may have slammed some Fireballs, but that wasn't the cause.
No.
He says the accident was caused simply by poor quality roads.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, again, he admits he'd been slamming Fireballs, but that's got nothing to do with the crash. He says, quote, I wouldn't even hit the house if it wasn't for these S-E Muncie roads. But believe it or not, police opted to arrest Michael anyway.
Yeah.
And not arrest the people in the Muncie Public Works Department. He's facing several charges, the usual DUI, public intoxication, disorderly. There's more, yeah. But no point.
I'm looking at him. He's guilty. And a friend of somebody. You know what? If somebody else in this, Dave knew him. They pal.
He just likes to party, dude.
Yep. Yeah. And
damn Muncie roads.
Yeah.
Never would have even hit that house.
No. Muncie roads.
And that's the news for today, Monday, December 17th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mark Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. When we come back, we'll find out what's coming up on the Roger Marley Dave Show.
I thought it was called the cockfight.
Well, they got the cockfight. And then maybe, just maybe, we can squeeze in a James Brown Christmas song. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past two decades, we've been sending them this. Then they stopped sending the signal. Oh, well. Them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, we're gonna check in with Dave, find out about the cockfight coming up tonight, and then we'll hear some James Brown, but let's get you updated
now. K-Rock traffic.
All right, very quickly, North Fort Myers got a crash. Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, hit and run. Intercom Drive and Treeline.
else have we got here? Ah, we got Estero, Hit and Run. Oh, that's the same thing. Mediterranean? Did I already say that? Mediterranean Drive in Estero. And you are up to date. Dave the Waterman. What do we got coming up on the show tonight, brah?
Yeah, brah.
Yeah, dude. How you guys doing real quick? Just want to say hello, by the way.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Tonight on the show, man, I'm going to talk about some of the interesting experiences I had over the last week, doing the Toys for Tots drive. Met a lot of interesting characters, and let me tell you.
Can we do a James Brown Christmas song?
Sure.
Thank you, buddy.
You ready?
Let me make sure we're all set. Yeah.
But
let me tell you.
But besides that, you know, obviously the cockfight as always coming up, okay. And
you know, it's
and
let me tell you.
I'll tell you how I tore up my ankle.
It's that time of year again.
It sure is, Haney.
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no Santa Claus.
Oh, is this the same one I played?
Yeah, you played that one.
They have very similar titles.
Yeah, I know.
I've wanted so many things. I wanted to sell. But you experience the wants when you live in the ghetto. But now I understand what it means to be a man.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'd like to know. I've been good. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy, I
know. So good, you know.
I know you've been good.
Why, oh, why? Do I have to suffer so? Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
James Brown suffering.
It's Santa's fault.
Oh.
Christmas come. But once a year, I want somebody, please, 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 bring me some Christmas cheer.
Santa Claus.
I need a Christmas cheer. Santa Claus. Please, please.
Santa Claus.
Don't make me suffer so. Can't take it no more.
It's for you, Dave.
Mama's been sick.
Aw.
Oh, Lord. Papa has too.
Both of them sick at the same time.
What I once believed was just to fool me and you. And my brothers too.
And the brothers too.
I went to the welfare. But I waited a little too long.
Yeah, didn't get your check.
When I started, you know it's all gone.
Yeah, bought it on booze. No toys for the kids.
I've been good, oh, so good I know. Why?
Well.
Tell me, do I have mercy,
Santa Claus?
Now Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
Why are you making me suffer?
Please. So, oh Lord, do you hear me?
Santa Claus.
Mama's been sick.
And Daddy
God
too.
God help her.
God help
her. Papa has to.
Junior doesn't know what to make of this.
It's a Godfather right there.
Fool, me and you. I went to the welfare. But I wanted a little help. Hey! I just gave. I gotta help myself. But wait a minute.
About time. Wait a minute.
It seems that I waited a little too long.
Yeah.
What I once had, do you believe? I found out it's all gone.
Yeah.
I ain't got nobody.
No.
But Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
You my last. Lord have mercy.
You're gonna be waiting.
Do
let's laugh a little bit after Santa Claus and James at the welfare office.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Thinking about my future, start thinking about my dream house. Gosh, can't wait. Everybody's got a dream house. And it can be anything you want, dreamers. Anything. Maybe instead of hallways, you want canals that you swim down. Maybe the bottom of your cereal bowl, you want mirrors so you can say hello to yourself. After you drink the milk. Hi, me. It's your dream house. I have my dream house, and here it is right here. I've always wanted a mystery house ever since I've been young. I'm going to have it someday, too. If I'm having a party, I want that giant bookshelf that I can go up to, and when no one's looking, I pull the big green book. All of a sudden, I'm in a lab with Bunsen burners going. Oh, I've always wanted to be able to look through pictures' eyes. I can't wait to have a lot of pictures with eyes so I can look out through, are they really enjoying my party? And hope that nobody is standing in front of the picture going, it's a horse with an equestrian, but it looks like Dane's eyes. Ow! I just poked the horse's eye and it sounded like Dane getting poked in the eye. Wouldn't you say? It's almost like Dane's behind there looking through the horse's eyes. Why am I still looking? See? Dane.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Thank you. We do need laughter each and every day. That's why Coastal Cooling and Daikin now bring us the 4 o'clock fluffer.
Mark. Laugh it up.
Yeah, Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Oh, you had to find that one, didn't you? We were looking all over your board for that one.
You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
North Pole fun facts.
Ah, I love this. North Pole fun facts.
The most popular sexual position among residents of the North Pole?
Yeah.
Reindeer style.
I thought it was trying to mount me.
According to legend, it's the place Santa calls home. Although these days he tends to spend more time at his condo in Boca.
Yep. Who wouldn't?
According to the global warming people, by next year, it will be the South Pole.
Yep.
And that's very important.
Oh, hey.
Shut up, Maxine.
I'm a strong black woman.
Oh, don't even.
God, it is
going to... She's got power coming in January. She gets power.
She's literally...
She's going to be in charge of...
money.
Financial matters.
Yeah. That's insane.
Does not meet the smell test.
Well, we agree on that. You go back and look at her record, she's the last one you want to have her fingers in your pocket.
Yep.
The ice is shrinking faster than the Dolphins' chances of making the playoffs.
Done, son.
Yeah.
You know you're getting close when you pass the Santa's Workshop outlet on the freeway.
I got to tell you this real quick. As Annie's in the middle of this. Next week are our best of shows.
Yes.
And I'm watching my friend over here, Mark Annie. He's got his Trump hat on. And during the best of shows, read an email from a gentleman who wanted to take a look at our show because he loved our show. And he went on and talked about you and me and Tommy and Kool-Aid, and also put in there, at this point in time, Dave had left. And thank God Dave had left.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I had one criticism of your show, and you'll be able to hear this next week. He says, if I have one criticism of your show, it's your liberal politics. Haney is such a liberal. and then you said it as best as anybody could possibly say it, and you've been saying it for 15 years. If you're going to call me liberal, call me liberal. I don't care what you call me. My job is to make sure Hillary Clinton never becomes president of the United States.
That has really been... That's been our true north for many years.
Yep. Again, this... And I, let me preface this by saying...
What does breakfast have to do with
preface,
it?
This is not me. I'm just reading the email. Let us begin. This is from Troy. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Listening to Stan and Zito on Friday afternoon, I was at work, of course, and I was also listening to Dave. So, as I understand, Dave had been locked in this nice travel trailer since 8 o'clock Tuesday evening and hasn't taken a shower or bathed since that Tuesday. And this trailer has hot and cold water, bathtub shower, and other accommodations. What timeline is Dave in? Dave's responsibility was to represent your show, the company, and sponsors, and help generate bike donations for your cause. So if Dave looked and smelled presentable and didn't blow out the bathroom, he could have showed off the travel trailer by opening the door while people and guests were peeking in and taking a look at his nice accommodations, thereby patronizing your sponsors in an even better light. Considering Dave's hygiene, instead, it would have triggered gag reflexes and sent kids shrieking. Dave knew he would be there for days, and so did he pack any clothes and toiletries, including towels. What am I missing here?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.